Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt es Bava Basra, Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Till now we were selling houses, courtyards, bathhouses. Now we're going to learn about selling a ship. Sagt der Mishnah, Mecheres Asfin, if someone sells a ship, here's what's included. Mecheres HaToyrin. Toyrin is a tall pole that comes up straight from the deck of the ship, and the sails are connected to it. Those ships didn't have engines. They had big sails that would catch the wind, and that's how the ship moved. So Toyrin is the pole that holds up the sails. Veshanes, those are the sails themselves. Vesa Eugen, and the anchor. You know what an anchor looks like? It has like a little bit of a shape of an arrow, except the head of the arrow is very wide on both sides. It's a heavy piece of metal. It's attached to a rope. And it's basically the brakes of the ship. You throw it overboard and it hits bottom, and that's how the ship stays in one place. The Eskol HaManhigen Oysa. But the Nur says this refers to the oars of the ship. Tiferes Yisrael says also the rudder that's used to steer the boat. Avaloi Mocher Es Hu Avadim. The Avadim on the ship do not come along, even though they're part of the ship's crew. V'lo yisham artzufin, nor the sacks that held the cargo. V'lo yisho antiki, and the cargo itself isn't included. The Batanura says, these aren't included not only with a sale, but even if you gave the ship away as a present, or you were magdish the ship, it's also not included. Unlike the bar and the wine press, those things are more connected to the ground than these things are to the ship. These are considered independent things. Although the anchor is also not connected at all to the ship, but without the anchor, you can't really use the ship, because if you can't get it to stop in one place, then you can't use it. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, if the one who's selling the ship said to the one buying the ship, I'm selling you this ship and everything that is inside it, he, the ship itself, whatever is inside the ship, then all these things are sold as well. That's why he added the extra words. Now let's talk about selling a wagon. Machar es ha-karayin. If someone sold a wagon, then he sells only the wagon. Le-machar es ha-pradais. If there were mules that were pulling the wagon, that's not included in the sale. Zakta batanura. Only if they're not attached to the wagon at the time of the sale. But if they're connected to the wagon at the time of the sale, then they are included. In another pshat, the Batanura says prades doesn't mean mules, but it means woods that are really separate of the wagon. It's not part of the wagon, but it's used to pull the wagon. But it wasn't connected to it at the time of the sale. Let's go back to the first pshat that prades means mules. Machar es ha prades, if you sold a pair of mules, like machar es ha karayin, then the wagon doesn't come along. And this is true even if they are attached to the wagon when you sold it. People use mules without wagons. So it would be more common to say when you sell a wagon, the mules are included, as opposed to selling mules and saying the wagon is included. So if you sell the wagon and the mules are connected, they're included. If they're not connected, it's not included. But if you sell mules, the wagon is never included, even if they happen to be attached. Vaitrezak to Mishnah, Macher es ha tzemed. Tzemed is a yoke. You ever saw pictures of oxen working together? There's a row of them. We got to make sure they're all working together. So there's like a pole, a bar that attaches them. That's the tzemed. If you sold the tzemed, le-macher es ha-bokar, then the team of oxen are not included. Macher es ha-bokar, if you sold the oxen, le-macher es ha-tzemed. We also say that the tzemed, this bar, is not included. Rabbi Huda says, not so fast. Hadamim maydin. Let's take a look at the price. Ketzad. How does this work? What does Rabbi Huda mean? Amaloi. If the buyer sent him, if I go to my friend and I say, Mecharli tzimdecha b'mitzayim zis, sell me your yoke, this bar, for 200 zuz. Now, hadavar yidua, it's known, she'ein hatzemed b'mitzayim zuz. A yoke doesn't cost 200 zuz. So vadai, Rabbi Yehuda says, this teaches us that in this case, the oxen are included. The chachamim say, ein hadamim raya. Price doesn't prove anything. Sometimes a person will overpay for something because, I don't know, he wants to give the buyer a gift, let's say. So despite the very high price, it doesn't prove that when he sold the yoke, he also included the oxen. Quickly chazering over, if you sell a ship, included in the ship is the pole that holds up the sails. The sails, the anchor, and whatever you need to steer the ship, the oars, the rudder. Not included is the crew, the avadim, the cases that hold the cargo, and for sure the cargo itself. However, if he says the ship and whatever is in the ship, the X words indicate that he meant to sell these things as well. If you sell a wagon, the mules are not included unless they're connected. Some say pradis over here doesn't mean mules, it means pieces of wood that are separate from the wagon that are used to pull the wagon. If you sell the mules, the wagon is not included, even if it is connected. If you sell the yoke, that's the bar that keeps the team of oxen working in one row. The oxen don't come along. For that matter, if you sell the oxen, the tzemed, the yoke, doesn't come along. If Yehuda says, well, it depends. How much did he pay for it? If I say to my friend, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz, that's a very high price for a yoke. So we know I meant to include the oxen. The Chachamim say, no, it's not a proof. Ein adam im ray. Frek de batanura. Remember from Masechtas Bava Metziah, we learned that there are halachis of oino. Oino means fooling someone, overcharging or undercharging. If you sell an item, as long as it's a movable item, excluding karka, but if I sell you my bike and I overcharge you by more than 1/6 of what the market price is, then we say it's not a good sale. And the buyer can demand a refund. So l'chayra, if I wind up buying a yoke for 200 zuz, and it's worth way less, then according to the Chachamim, don't I have a right to say, I want the mecher to be batal? I was fooled by more than a shtus? And the answer says about Tanur as follows. If I pay too much for the bike, thinking that this is the real price of the bike, and you fooled me, so it's more than a sixth, I can say, take the bike back. But here the difference is so much that it's impossible that he was fooled. If the bike is worth $100 and you sell it to me for $150, okay, maybe I was fooled. It's more than a sixth, batal mekach. But if you sell it to me for $1,000, I know it's not worth $1,000, so for whatever reason, I wanted to give you an extra $900. That's obvious. That's the reason that in this case, the Chachamim say that even though he paid so much for the yoke, there's no raya from the money, and the oxen are not included.